Silver and Black Show.
In the shotgun, Carr's going to throw, pumps, looks end zone, throws for the end zone, wide open! James Jones! Touchdown!
The 17th play on a magnificent Derek Carr engineered touchdown drive, 80 yards into the end zone of the Raiders with 1:42 to play, score the go-ahead touchdown and hold on and win at last their first victory of 2014. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. We had to wait a while, Jim, but in the end, it was well worth it. 368 days later, the Raiders finally got a victory.
Yeah, it certainly was a good performance by everybody, I thought. Offense, defense, special teams contributed, and I thought the defense was very stout in critical situations. You know, third quarter was tough for them, but overall, just a real fine performance by everybody.
It was a wild night, Jim. They were up 14-0, 14-3 at half, 17-3, fell behind 20-17, and then eventually came back on that touchdown drive by Derek Carr to win 24-20. We will be breaking down the final play, the touchdown throw to James Jones there, as he did check at the line of scrimmage. But overall, Jim, what a drive that was. 17 plays, 80 yards to go from three down to four up with 100 seconds to play in the game.
Yeah, very exciting finish to that game. The Raider offense, they just kept moving the ball forward. And, you know, the running game early on was excellent with Latavius Murray running the football. But even so, I think on that drive also, critical key runs by the running backs that helped continue that drive down the field.
Well, let's go back to the night of November the 20th when the Raiders got their first victory in 2014. It'll lead off our Raider headlines, I think, quite assuredly here in Week 13. And, oh, what a night. Late November back in 2014, Jim, you mentioned Latavius Murray, first player in NFL history to gain at least 110 yards on fewer than five carries, showed the quickness, the vision on the 11-yarder to get outside of the left. But here, on the slight cutback run, he shows off that 4.38 speed, size, and power. Does he look a little like Bo Jackson to you here, James?
That is who he reminds me of, especially the way he cut through the line, went off to the right side, cut it back to the left, ran away from everybody. Their defensive backs who weighed 180 couldn't catch him. He was just running away, adding distance between him and those defenders. And what a spectacular play. And it just shows you how good the Raiders can be if they can run the football. It really contributes to that overall offensive scheme of the Raiders where they can play action a little bit more, make things happen down the field, and that run certainly helps set up and help that Raiders win that football game.
Well, you got to like that, and if you like it, as they say, put a ring on it, and that'll be our second headline this week on the Silver and Black Show. What a great moment, Jim, and you know, it was pouring rain, right. But all the Hall of Famers came out. There were 13 in total. When you look at the list, John Madden, Willie Brown, Ted Hendricks, Fred Biletnikoff, Marcus Allen, Rod Woodson, Mike Haynes, James Lofton, Jim Otto, Howie Long, Art Shell, and Ron Mix, all to welcome the first punter into Pro Football's Hall of Fame, the great Ray Guy, and a teammate of yours, James.
He certainly was, and he was a great player. And, you know, a lot of our success during the late 70s, early 80s was attributable to Ray Guy and the way he can punt the football, get you out of trouble, kick it out inside the 20. A lot of good things by that gentleman, Ray Guy, and he certainly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for all the things he did for the Raiders and their success.
And it was more than fitting. The Raiders got their first victory in 368 days, and all those gold jackets were back at the Oakland Coliseum, Alameda County Coliseum, the O.co. And that'll lead us to our third headline this week, James, on the Silver and Black Show. That would be Meet Me in St. Louis, and you may have to help me get there. But the Raiders have not been there since the 2002 season. That was the year they started 4-0, lost four, came back to win 7-8, eventually went to the Super Bowl. So it's been a long time. The St. Louis Rams are a good football team with head coach Jeff Fisher inside their dome in downtown St. Louis this year. They have beat both teams that played in the Super Bowl last year, plus they came to San Francisco and beat the 49ers.
Yeah, they only have four wins, the other one being Tampa Bay, but their three wins are very, very exceptional against great teams. They shut them down, especially defensively against Denver. Pass rush extraordinaire. They put pressure all over Peyton Manning. San Francisco, they just played hard-nosed defense the entire game. And against Seattle, that punt where they lined up on one side and completely fooled the Seahawks and took it in for the score. Jeff Fisher really is a master of defenses, and he really leads that team with his defensive schemes.
And don't forget John Fossil, their special teams coordinator, right. Bones, formerly with the Raiders. Jeff Fisher, during his coaching career, has had 28 fake punts, and he had one last week in their game in San Diego. This week on the Silver and Black Show, head coach Tony Sparano will drop by as he always does, but this time to talk about his first win as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. And on that same night, Ray Guy got his Hall of Fame ring at a halftime ceremony. Lincoln Kennedy will take us on a behind-the-scenes tour. And Jim and I will break down rookie Derek Carr's game-winning touchdown pass to James Jones. All this and more as we continue on Week 13 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.